that when the person had comes and messes the cat. But Hayyel said everybody's mind is in Machol, is in Isuri Anah, so we'll go a little bit deeper into the sugya of Isuri Anah. Where are we holding now? So we're holding now that the Braisa says, talks about a person who is Nichshol and has Chometz in Pesach, comes Mitzvah Pesach, he has Chometz Sha'ovar Olova Pesach. And since he is a Mumer L'Tayovim, and therefore he wants to be able to do as much good as he can, he doesn't want to be Nichshol, so therefore he will try to procure for himself Chemtzoy Shel Akum Sha'ovar Olova Pesach. How will he procure that? He will sell his chametz for the chemtzoy shel akum. So the point of the braisa was that we're holding like Reb Shimon, that chemtzoy shel akum is mutter. And the point of the braisa was to teach us that I, a third party, can lechachila benefit from this Jew's chametz achar Pesach, even though he was nichshal during the course of Pesach, since he's a mumer l'tayavein. So he won't want to be nichshol any more than he has to. So I can, I'm allowed to eat his food, his chometz, mitzoy Pesach. Why am I allowed to eat his chometz, mitzoy Pesach? I is nichshol, mamish, and isa chometz, mitzoy Pesach. The answer is because he's going to exchange his food with a goy. So I'm going to have goyisha food. Tosfos says goyisha food. That's going to be pasakum. So we're going from one Easter to the other Easter. He says, no, it won't be pasakum. And Tosfos gives the various solutions why it won't be pasakum. Okay, good. So the Gemara says, and this is not a chazakah. This is a mitzias. This is what mumori l'te'ovein do. All right, so that's the sugya. And it is a siyua for Rava that says in Ravashi that a mumori l'te'ovein is guided by the guidelines of Leishave Keteira V'Ochal Isura. Mum L'Tyoven has a big wall hanging in his kitchen that Leishave Keteira V'Ochal Isura. And so that's the Braisa. That's our sugya. Now, Rashi and Tosfos point out, and the other Rishonim point out, that this assumption, this mitzias, that this mumer l'tayavein is taking his chometz over all of a Pesach, and he's going to be able to get as much heter as he can. So the Rishonim say, heter? What do you mean heter? Chometz over the Pesach is also b'hano. So what's he gaining? He's going to end up selling his chometz over Pesach. Oh, that's ready, Yasser. Then he's going to get a bottle of scotch in exchange that was sitting by his goyish neighbor. What's he going to do with it? So why isn't that also awesome? Right, so the Gemara says, so you see from this Gemara, this Braisa, one thing you see is that the third party is clearly allowed to have that. There's no Isurim in the third party. Question is, what about the Isurim on the way? Why do we assume he's going to sell it? Selling it shadach b'shul yosser. So Rashi says that. So let's say Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ramban all say that it's true that selling it is osser, but once it's sold, so everything after that is mutter, because Isuri Hanor are not toifes demeyim. They do not roll over except for Avodah Zarah, Shviyas, and Ekdesh. Okay? So he is going to do an Iser in selling it. So Rashi explains to us that part of the thinking of Mulati Oven is not only Leishavik et Teira v'Ochel Isura, but also Leishavik Iser Chomer v'Yas Iser Kal. Because of selling it is an Iser Kal, but then ingesting it later on, being then, is an Iser Chomer. Okay, so kacha, that's another part of the thinking of a mumulati of it. Good. So everything is good, and everything makes sense, and everything is rayas, right? What's the raya that Isurei Anan Atevis Demeyem, from the fact that only three are Nitfas Bin Demeyem, or Demeyem Nitfasin Ba. Good. Then Taisvis says, but I do know there's an Isur de Rabbanon in Chilufe Isur. I know that from the Sugya in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, he quotes the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. I know there's going to be, there is an Isur de Rabbanon. He says he can bring a few rayas. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Haseicher poyel lasis imo yayin, that if I hire a worker to make wine, lasis imo yayin nesach schoroi osur, mai taima, ilema mishum de yayin nesach osur bano. Choroi nami osir, very orlo kloi kerem, the osir bano. How can I pay the person that made yayin nesach, that worked for yayin nesach? He's going to end up getting paid for doing something that's osir. So, and we know very orlo v'klaya kerem that are osir bano utanan mochron v'kidesh b'demayim v'kudeshes. If a Jew took klaya kerem and he sold the Klei HaKerem, he sold the Orla, he sold something, it's Osir Bano. And then he takes the money, and he gets married with it. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can I pay my workers with Yayin Nesach? How can I earn money with working with Yayin Nesach? I'm getting Hano from working with, from producing. I'm not drinking the Yayin Nesach. I'm getting Hano from the fact that I'm producing Yayin Nesach, I'm selling Yayin Nesach. So Gemara says, why should that be osir? The fact is, I can be Mekadesh, my wife, with the money that I earned from selling Kalayim, money that I earned from selling oil, and I'll be married. V'yesh loymar demashma lei schor v'osir gam lacherim. That's umay kasha. Holachad chilo osir lihonis. The Gemara says, what's the kasha? Umay kasha, Tais was asked, why is the Gemara asking a kasha? It's clear that it's osir lihones. It's osir to sell the yayin nesach. It's osir to sell the klei hakerem. B'diyevet, it's going to be mutter. So Tais says, there is, Tais holds the nisa de Rabbanan. But it is osur to sell. So Tosfos says, there the Gemara is asking the kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? De mashma leischorei osur gam lacherim kmo yayin nesach atzmoi ulachi paruch shapir. Tosfos says the kasha over there is a sharper kasha. That it sounds like, since the Gemara says, how can I provide wages from the Yayin Nesach? It sounds like that it is osur for the worker to use the money from the Yayin Nesach. Since if that would be the case, I could not use money to get married with. Why? Because if my wife-to-be cannot use the money I'm giving her, that's not Kesef Kiddushin. So the fact is that the money that I'm giving my wife to get married with has to be, she has to be mutter for her to use it. So Tosfos says that as long as if she could not use it, so then it would not be a full-fledged kiddushin that we learned from chametz, that be mekadesh my wife with chametz during the hours of erev Pesach when it's osed rabbanim. But the Tosfos does understand there's an Iser in doing the sale, and it has to be that it is mutter for her to use the money afterward. Tosfos has said already that Kiddushin could be different. Right? Why am I allowed to use this money that I got for Iser for Kiddushin? It's an Iser Rabbanim. So Tosfos said maybe Kiddushin is in Peribia. Maybe it's not near of a Nikar. Okay. But Achrei Kechleis HaKol, Tosfos, the Rashbam, the Ramban all say that we can conclude from our Braisa that once I have taken Isuri Anah, Basim B'cholav, Kalayim, Orla, Chomet She'ov LePesach, and sold it, I did an Isur in selling it. But once I did that, then using the money afterward would be an Isur the Rabbanon, for which there are leniencies for getting married. All right? Piribibia. Or any time when that which I acquired through the money is not near the nikur like Ishus. Good. So far so good? And it all comes out of our Braisa. Because our Braisa says that Mevnei Shein Machlifin. So I do an Iser when I actually sell it, but that's the last point of Iser Deraisa. Iser Drabbanon, and now using the Tachlifei Iser. Exactly what is the nature of that Iser? That's what Yaakov raised this morning. Yaakov said it looks like in the Rashba, used the Lashon Shenira Kinena. I did not think it was an Iser of Maris Ayin. I thought either it is an expansion of the Iser Anah, or it's almost like either a zilusa in the Iser, or being mechazek the Iser. I got around the Iser. I found a way. I have a gimmick. I can't be nana for my orla meklayim. I can't be nana, right? So what do I do with it? So I figured a way. I sell it to a guy before, but so I sell it. Now he sold it. So I did an Iser, but now he can be nana from it. So Chazal said, no, also the honest man. Rashi says that this is wrong. There must be one more Iser over here. And that is to the Machlif himself, to the original Baal himself. When he sells the Isurei Anah, not only is the sale osur, but the money he gets from the sale, the food he gets from the sale, that is also osur. Right? That's Rashi's Kiddush. From our sugya, it sounds like Nisar Deiraisa. Even the Rashi of it is also Nisar Derbon. Now, why is Rashi forced into saying this? It's a Kiddush. It doesn't come up in sugya. So we know because Rashi says that Yisurei Hanar are valueless. I know they're valueless from the din of Mazik Demei Teshlumei Chometz. Mazik Shai Niskal. Rashi says, if at the end of the day I'm going to be able to drink a bottle of scotch because I had a bottle of scotch on Pesach, then that bottle of scotch is not valueless. Gemara says, I have a bottle of scotch in Pesach, and I didn't sell it. Or a cake, and I didn't sell it. Somebody comes and steals that piece of cake, steals that bottle of scotch, he's done with it. I cannot take him to Din Torah. Because it was worth nothing. So Rashi says, the only way it could be worth nothing is if, even after I exchange it, it's osur for me to have it. But if I could be drinking, I could even eating a piece of a goyish cake So then you can't say it's valueless. That's the Nakuda. All right? So yesterday we focused on this Isur that the Machlif has. What's the Isur the Machlif has? So we explained that since the Isur of Isur and there is an Isur of the Tosus formulates of being nene with a dover and nikir that I procured through a maisa iser through Israel. No, so Rashi says that iser of being nene be dover and nikir is midei. Our Rashi says is midei raisa only on the guy who's masling machlefin. So explain because he did the maisach lofa. He's the one who conferred upon this item. That is an exchange for a David's Osir Bandar. So for him, it's Nirvanik. All right, Adka. Good. So now, since you're still working the Sugya, so let's take it one step deeper. There's a machlegis between Taismis, Rajba, Ramban on one hand, and Rashi on the other hand. Whether it is correct to say that the fact that I can be nene mitachlifav confers value on that which is osir bandar. Right? This is a Rashi says if you will claim that I can be get benefit from the exchange of isur anah, so then that means that isur anah has value. So memel I have to say since I know it has no value. I have to say that I cannot be nene from that. Can't eat it. And Ramban and Taisvus and the Ridon and the Rajmal say that's an incorrect svar. So let's zero in on this svar. Right? Again, what's the svar? We are all mekabel the din that Isurei Anah have no value. We are mekabel that din. If I mekadesh my wife with Isurei Anah, she's not mekadesh. Demei Isurei Anah, yeah. But Isurei Anah is zero. If I'm mazik Isurei Anah, or all the Gemara Mufereshus has no shavius, mekabel that. Then the kudas ha-machlaikas over here, the second in the sugya, is, does that insist that once I do the Iser of selling it, that the item is still Osir for me to benefit from? Rashi says, yes, it does insist on that. And Tosfos says, no, that's not a good svar. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes in that? What are they arguing about? All right? They agree with the fact that it has no value. Does having no value mean that I cannot benefit from the object once it's sold? Rashi says yes, and Tosha says incorrect. It can have no value and I can still benefit from it once it was sold. Nope. Which side is easier to understand? Tosha says Rashi. Which is the more, as I said, the Sevar Chitzayna, the what you would think about it, what you would assume. Alright? We'll give it dramatized a little bit. I go to Beis Din, I say to the Rabbanim Chashuvim that Reuven took my chometz for Pesach. I know I was nichshal. I did the wrong thing. I know that maybe I was nichshal b'oynes b'shoyeng. I thought that my partner was selling the chometz. He thought I was selling the chometz. Right, with tzaddikim. We made a mistake. So no one sold this bottle. Supposed to be scheduled to, no one sold it. We didn't say the lashon of bitul chametz. So we're nichshal. All right. But when this other person came, this other Jew came, and he poured out the chametz, right, came to my house and he saw chometz sitting on the shelf, and I was saying, "Don't worry about it. It sold to a goy, and he was so upset, he tossed it out. Now I found that after Rav Pesach, I didn't sell it to a goy. I was nichshal. I was over by yom matzei ba'oynis. Okay. But now this guy was mazik me. So I take him to Beis Din. Right? So Beis Din says, wasn't worth a cent. Oh, he didn't know. But Lamaisa, it was, oh sir, you're oivri sir. I'm ba'oynis, you're oivri sir. I don't know. But it wasn't worth a cent. So Rashi says, so I say to the Dayanim, not worth a cent. So after Pesach, I could sell it to a guy. So they'll say, but that's awesome. So I say, I know it's awesome to sell to a guy. But if at least I would have sold it to a guy, and I would have been over Nisir, I'd be able to drink it. So it has value. I could drink it better. I have to. It means doing an Nisir. But once I do that, I can do it better then. So Rashi says, that is the case. So Mela has to be that it's osurti. And Taisa says, no case. That does not confer value. So that argument, when I turn to the Dayanim and I say to the Dayanim, I could have done an Easter, but Achrei Kechlois HaKol, there is a way for me to benefit from it. Does that give value? Years later, we're not going to go into it, but the Rebbe discussed very often a Machlois and Chaim and the Shagas Aryeh. I go to Beis and I say, Lu Yitzur, there would have been a Lu Yitzur right now. You got Lu Yitzur? Mr. Isaacs, oh, you think you got it? Lu Yitzur. Lu Yitzur. I said to the Dayan, there'd be a guy who is Be'eres Davoy. He's about to die. And I can revive him by giving him the scotch. Pikuach Nefesh. Mutter Rosser. Mutter. Lu Yitzur, I'd say to this, I'd be a very, I forget what the word is, mercenary person. And I would tell the guy, I'll Eres Davoy, I'll sell it to you. So Mutter to buy it. Pikuach Nefesh. So you see, it has value. That was the Shagas Aryeh against Rav Chaim. It's a similar Ha'ora. But now let's go back to our sugya. So our sugya saying, Rashi says, there is a way to monetize it. Alf al piyay de iser. So that means it has value. So memela, it's awesome. And the other Rishonim say, that's not a good deal. Not a good svar. No, who is he to defend, Chaim?
I think Rashi is.
Go ahead.
So I would say that meaning, with the Isra Hana, whatever, after you sell it or you exchange it for something, now whatever you're using, you only have in your possession because of the original Isra Hana, meaning that essentially you're getting Hana from the thing that you traded in or the thing that you sold. So if we say that this is a fact that Isra Hana have no value, then this would show that they have a value, meaning like from a halachic basis, you can't really own the thing that you just exchanged. You can't really have it, meaning like the...
Right, okay, good, but a step back. What you're saying is, but the fact, if I would be able to get benefit from it, so you say, you accept Rashi Svara. So that shows that it must have some value. It is sellable, right? I could, somewhere, some person will buy this. It has value. You can't say it's zero. So what does Taisva say to defend that? Taisva's lashon is mikol mokim, right? V'nirid poshut lel rashi to osim in rabbanon. The we see stay right in this rashi. Mitam shapirish kan dim came and see the dam nechametz ein ze diyuka. This is not good. This is not a good sfar. Why? Tafilu Yudom, and I'll grant you that there could be value. And I grant you that money could be mutter kishemachron. Mikol mokim kevin lechadchila osu limkor. La bar domim hu. It's also to sell. No, hezra dover. Chaim said, what are you talking about? Why does the fact that the Rabbanu Shem says I can't sell it, what does that mean? That Kadosh Baruch Hu said he can't sell it. Sure, okay, but that he didn't. But I physically, I bechir chashis, I can sell, get money for it. So it has value. And the Basin says it has no value. So it has no value. Maybe I'll be in a non-from mood and I'll sell it. I can get money for it. You can't tell me there's no value. It's worthless. You can tell me that I'm a varia, I'm a good guy, give me malchus, whatever you want, but you can't tell me it's valueless. So the taste is no. Also, limkar lavar domim. Look, we say Yaakov.
Without going into the discussion of whether or not it has value, I would have thought that it's more mistaber to say like Tosfos, because by virtue of the fact that there is such a concept that that by Odeh Zarah and Behekdesh and Shvias that the Isser is transferred when you do a Hachlapa, so then kind of like the Torah had room to create such a connection and to have such a concept, but the Torah doesn't say that in these cases Isser would be transferred. So just
you're defending
Tosfos without going to the value.
So the right, no. So what you're saying is correct. But Tosfos does address Rashi's argument that it has no value, that it has value, and Rashi does not, and he says it doesn't have value because also. So I understand what you're saying, but I wanted to focus on the svara that Tosfos gives.
That's
all right. When the Ramban addresses the same point, so his lashon is, I think it's over here. Ramban's lashon. Lefiza Tam Nira. Yeah. Ramban's lashon is Lefiza Tam Nira Sha'af Amaycher Atzmo Mutter La Osun Domim Lefish Enum Domim Vloim Mesir Domim Lachamis Pesach Kevon Sheheim Asurim Ban Nodi Atzmon La Osun Domim La Mochron Velib Matana En Gufen Momin Vein Dover Gorm La Momin Ella Dover ha'oimidli sarifein. He's arguing, he's also arguing against Rashi. We can discuss whether he's saying the same thing as Tosfos, or slightly different, similar to Shoinos. It has no damim. V'lo matzino damim. V'osu l'moichron. No. So how would you defend Tosfos Shita? Go ahead.
Can I ask a question on Rashi first?
Yeah.
Does Rashi need a good svara? Meaning Tosfos' svara, essentially, the appeal to it is that it all works in stages. And so you violate a nisr, but that shouldn't stop you from
okay.
being able to get enough from it.
Okay.
But if Rashi stems from the fact that it's a deo rice, so why does he need a svara? Meaning it's a deo rice, it's a deo rice to the gedin. So
yeah.
Tosfos is coming out as a derabanan, he's able to use...
No, even this a deraisa dikadin, the what? What is the deraisa din?
The deraisa din would then be that I'm not allowed to get enough from it afterwards.
But that's the question. The next step. Yeah. So what's your question then?
My question then is that Tosfos has a proper svara because Tosfos thinks that Tosfos can compartmentalize things, and he think that now I can sell it again, and even though I violated an isser, now it has its value, and then the rabbanim came and they instituted Isser Derabanan.
Okay.
But the appeal of that Is that where does isn't the question in Rashi then where does he get this Issur D'oraisa from? But if it stems from Issur D'oraisa,
the Rashi said, "I'm for Rashi. I have to say it's an Issur D'oraisa. I have to say it's an Issur D'oraisa because if there would not be an Issur D'oraisa, then Chazal could not say that a mazik chometz with Pesach is potter.
Right.
Now, it's true that Tosfos comes back, and probably Rashi and Avodah comes back and says, no, it could be also the Rabbanon and still be. Okay.
Right. Rashi says that Isser Hana is an Isser Hana from the Torah, Midah Raisa.
Right.
So it'll
stay. But, correct. Nevertheless, Rashi in our Sugya does say that, and Chaim says that our Rashi makes a lot of sense. And the fact is that it seems from the Shir right now that we're having more trouble articulating Tosfos than we are Rashi. Tosfos is the mainstream. Rashi is the Mechudashtik. So it means we're having trouble understanding why should the fact that it's us for me to sell, like the Rishonim use the phrase, Aryeh Korei Alai. There's a lion sitting on it. I can't get to it because it's Osir. Does that make it valueless? There'll always be a lion sitting on it. Does that make it valueless? The Chaim says, no, because I'll figure out a way. I'll shoot the lion, right? I'll figure out a way. I'll sell it to a goy. I'll sell it. Doesn't think we value it. Taisha says, can't do it. What's Hezbro and Taisha? The fact that it's Osir. Go ahead.
Because the fact that it has no value, if you do sell it to somebody, meaning if you would say that the hana that you're getting from the thing that you got in return for it was linked to the Isser Hana that you sold, essentially then you would be saying that this does have value, but because we're saying it has no value, then whatever you got in return could be compared to like you're getting a matana, because what you just gave to the other person from your perspective has no value. So right now what you're getting in return from your perspective, not from
yeah.
your perspective, from your perspective is not in exchange for what you gave him, rather it's more on its own.
The Lashon of the Ramban is exactly what you're saying, but it says it's gezel. He says matona, he says gezel. Right? And he says, when I charge the guy money for selling this chometz, it has no value, so I'm robbing him. But l'chora, that's really that is part of the parsha. But Rashi is saying the fact that I can be nene from it after I sold it means it has some value. Like the Shah Gazari says, the fact that I can sell it to a Chaylish Yesh Basakona. And Ram Teisva says, but it's also to sell. Ramban says, but it is Oymid Lesarvtum. So the Rabbi used to explain B'Shem Abchayim that the Hezber of the Mahalach of Tosfos and Reb Chaim's Mahalach, even though I could give it to a Chom Shal Pesach, he would say that the pshat of being valueless in this case means I have no bialus over it. He said the reason why if a person's Mazik my Chom Shal Pesach, why he doesn't pay me anything, don't look at it in terms of value or no value. Look at it, I'm not a baldover. I go to court, and I say, I made a mistake, I was nichshal, and I had this chometz lepesach. But this guy was mazik, so let's try to find the silver lining of my Easter. I'll be able to make some money off it. And the guy says, but it's valueless. And I say, valueless, I could sell it and eat from it. So the Balei Taisu would say, Pshat is not valueless, Pshat is baalless. There's no baal over here. You're not a baldover. What do you mean a baldover? Kadosh Baruch Hu said you can't sell it. If I can't sell something, it means I have no ownership over it. I can't decide what to do with it. Kadosh Baruch Hu vacated my bialus in it. He said, you're not a baldover. He said, Osir ba no. What do you do with it? Nothing. I can't do anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, awesome. So you'll tell him that I could sell it? That doesn't give me bialus. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away my ability to have shlita over it. What's bialus? Ownership means I can do what I want with it. Ownership means that I can make decisions with regard to it. So if I can't make decisions, if it's osir for me to sell it, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu said it. Now that's what the Ramban says. Maybe I can sell it. Maybe I can magazla. Because I had no right to sell it. So the reason why the mazik is potter is not because it has no value, but because I'm not a baldover. If I end up selling it, all right, so what Chaim says is correct. Gezel, matona, all right? And then once I have that money, again, you'll call it gezel, matona. Hard to say. Because it was consensual, because he gave it to me. He's not suing you for it. Now I use it? No. So Taisva says, so Isur Deraisa, Mecha Taisin Deraisa, I could got that I got money for it is irrelevant. The fact that the way Rabbi Chaim explained it is Osir Limkor, therefore not a Baal, and therefore if I sue him in court, I have no right to sue him. I have no standing in court to sue him. So the machlokes between Tosfos and Rashi is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that something is osir b'ano, and therefore one of the ramifications is that a mazik doesn't pay anything. So Tosfos, so Rashi says that means it has no value. Tosfos says no, it has no bialus over it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being machadosh. And that's why Tosfos says to Rashi, "Ain't the yuka. I'm asking to you, like everything in the room said. He's right. Rashi says it has value. The fact that I never heard this in the Rav, but I'm thinking the fact that if there's a chole sheyesh b'sakana that I can give it to him, so I'm thinking." And the Rav used to say the Shagas Aryas is Kasha, and Rav Chaim dismissed it. I never heard him exactly. His brother Dover, though, I think the way I would explain it is if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll let you give it to this one Chayilish Rizakon, that doesn't give me bailus. I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu's pulling my strings. So Chayilish Rizakon, do what you want, just get it to him. Fakarit. Kadosh Baruch Hu's telling me exactly the one thing I can do with it. That doesn't give me bailus over it. It's not me who's making any decisions. So that's what Rav Chaim said. That's not a raya b'chlal. That has, it's a raya that maybe get some money from it. That's not the pshat in the Ptur Mazik. It could be that that's what the Ramban says. Aval dover ha'oymei li sorvei fein osu nami l'machron. But here, let's use the opportunity to see Reb Shimon's lashon. Reb Shimon and the Reb Chaim were the two titans in the beginning of the first part of the 20th century. Who were working out the conceptual ideas that we call nowadays lumbus. Who's that? It's Tess Cheshvan. Today's Tess Cheshvan?
No, tonight.
Tonight?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so Chazer tomorrow. I'm going to tell you. There's a lot to discuss about Shimon. He's a very colorful personality. So look at the Lashon of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon had a different way of looking at things. In my understanding, the sadistic difference between Rav Shimon and Rav Chaim is Rav Chaim's svaras were always built from within. And Rav Shimon's svaras often came from svaras, from lavdavka, that they were built on the svaras of the... That's where they were... In their shitas, they were very strongly opposed to each other. This does not seem to be the right place. Oh. It says Shar Aleph Perek Tes. No.
Also, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos the 90th anniversary since he was Rosh Hashiva.
What was I sorry?
Rosh Hashanah Shabbos the 90th anniversary since he was Rosh Hashiva.
Say it one more time.
Rosh Hashanah Shabbos 90th anniversary since he was Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah? Doesn't sound like a big fundraising opportunity. Maybe another 10 years we got something to work with. Okay, Shara's fake. Oh, I hear you. Rabbi Shechter's father-in-law was the one who wrote most of the Shara Yosha. It was Aryan Shai Shapira. Rav Shimon himself did not have as, apparently, he didn't have his writing capacity was not as strong. So he asked Rabbi Yerucham from the mirror to send him one of the boys who could write up his shiur. So almost all the Shari Yosha was written after that. Rav Shimon would discuss the shiur with Rabbi Shechter's father-in-law, the young boy at that time, young man, and not matching up to my copy, and then he would write it up, and you'll see in a moment that it reads very, very smoothly. And the story goes that Rav Baruch Ber also asked Rabbi Yerucham whether we could send him Rav Aaron Yeshaya so he would help him write his farm. And then Rabbi Yerucham said that now he spent time with Rav Shimon, now he has to learn for himself. So he didn't agree to sending him. This looks like it to be. The Iker Hefse? No. Okay, it's not set up where mine is set up. Ah, here it is. Okay, never leave. Here it is. Okay, never leave. The Surayana Enoi Maman. All right? This is the Nakuda. It's not because that it is usur, it's impossible for a person to be nana from them. Once the Kodesh Baruch Hu said it's usur. Right? In other words, not because the way that the Shagas Aryeh understood it to be, and therefore asked the Kasha about the Chol Sheish Basakon. Shemuchrach Lishmoye. No. Ela, the Masha Osra Torah. Eizav Dover Vachil. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling his usher to eat. Ze Einoi Dover Machol Li Yisrael. El Avik Dover Amazik L'Gufa Oichloi. Avik Kesama Mazik L'Adam. Because then, if Kadosh Baruch Hu said his usher, it becomes like poison. Kadosh Baruch Hu confirmed, makes it into something that is Mazikas. Avshar Eichloi Tam Boi Tam Mosik. Even though if I eat it, it tastes good. V'cheinu b'yisuriya no. The masha osra Torah. V'hano. K'chomets orlok. Like chomets orlok. Like erim. Heim nechshovim ka'afra ba'alma she'ein b'em shum tashmish. Moyo li Yisrael. Says that once the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that it's osra b'hano, it's worthless. Right. Melech Malchi Amlochim says you cannot get benefit from it. No, so it's finished. It's done. So that could be a slight difference between the Ramban and Tosfos. This was suggested by some sefer that I came across. Let's get the name of it right now. That this Ramban and Tosfos are arguing this nekuda. It's like dirt. Like the Ramban explains that by when I'm mevatel chomes and Pesach. So Ramban says, and I say it's ka'afra dar. I have the right to say it's ka'afra dar. It's not, it's chavetz. It's a person walks by and sees it's a gavaldik, a piece of cake. So I have the right, I can say it's hefker. But I have the right to say it's ka'afra dar. What do you mean? What does it add? It's hefker, good. Now you say, and it's like dirt. I'm a magician. It's not dirt. So the Ramban is a very interesting explanation, which is more like I deny any bialus over. But the but it could be that it's in line with this Ramban. Once a Kadosh Baruch, I accept that I know at a certain time the Kadosh Baruch says, "Oh, sir, what the Kadosh Baruch says, sir, is nothing for me." So l'chora, that is a response to Rashi. Rashi says that it could not, that when I sue the goy, when I sue the mazik, so I have no bialus over it. Sorry, when I sue the mazik, he does not owe me anything. So I say, well, he doesn't owe me anything. I could sell it, be Easter, and eat it. So Ramban says, but the Beis Din will say, what do you mean you could sell it, eat it? Because Baruch Hu said it's worthless. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's worthless, it's finished. Nothing to talk about. Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's poison. Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's like somebody took detergent and poured over it. Same thing. So once the Rebbe Shimon said, I can't have it, so I'm going to think about a way in which I could figure out a dray around that I can be able to eat later on. Right now, by Sherev Hashem, when he destroyed it, when he stole it, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's off limits. So when he took it, by Sherev Hashem, it was finished, it was nothing. So that could mean the two nekudas, I want to finish up by pointing out what the Chassam Sefer points out. Alright, so that's again. So what did we accomplish today? We accomplished how to explain Rashi and Tosfos' argument against, no, sorry, Tosfos and the Ramban's argument against Rashi. Okay? Rashi says the fact that I could monetize it later on, so that means that it has value. And the Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban say, Tosfos would say, Lanis Daiti, I have no bialus over it, so it's not mine. That's why the Mazik doesn't have to pay anything. And the Ramban would say that when he was mazik, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's poison. So it's irrelevant. Right? In other words, what they're arguing to Rashi is your svara is not relevant. There is a Rashi in Psachim, a very difficult Rashi, but I believe that it sheds light on our Rashi. In the second parak of Zvachim, of Psachim, there is a machlekes as to whether when the Torah says that something is osir to be eaten, whether it also includes an Isur Hanah. Right? Famous machlekes of Yenison and Rabbi Yabo. So when Rashi explains the svara that says that when the Torah says that something that is osir b'achila, it is also osir b'hanah. So Rashi says, Chaf Alpha Beis. Midikirina loyi ochel, since it says it should not be, mashma loyihei by heter and maybe they should machila. That there should be nothing which would allow this to ever become eaten. Nothing should allow this to ever come to achila. Stam hanois lidei achila in bois. Stam hanoa in this world is being able to use it to procure food. Shelekeach v'domim domer machol. He's a stam hanoa. We think samana is music, samana is artwork. Now that's not hanah b'guf ador b'chol. The name of Amish. Oh, so the samana is that I can use it b'guf ador as an ointment. Okay, that's saka hanah b'guf ador. But the ikar hanah of anything is the ability for it to be sold and used for food, used for a basic need. Right. So Rashi says that's the hezber of the mandom that says that le'yochel means also isar hanah. Why? Because that is your basic hanah, is being able to use it lachim. So l'chayre, this explains how Rashi understands why the seller should have an isar hanah. I have a piece of chametz and Pesach. Torah said, or Chazal said, on Pesach itself, Torah said, Osir Ba'anah. What do you mean Osir Ba'anah? In the Isur Anah itself is an Isur to convert this into food. Because your basic Isur Anah is conversion to food. So if after Pesach I take this item and I convert it to food, that was the Isur Anah. So I'm wondering whether that's how Rashi can explain one of the kashyas in Rashi. How could you have an Isur Chetz Hanah that only applies to one person? So we explained yesterday that it's nikiv near that person. Maybe there's a better explanation. Maybe Rashi is not impressed by the arguments of the Ramban and of Tosfos in saying when Rashi says it has to be osur loy, because otherwise it would have some value. So maybe Rashi is explaining that if I'm allowed to eat it now, so that would mean that it wasn't fully osur b'anah b'shas ma'isa. Being osir b'anah means it cannot be converted into food. So if I convert into food, that means that I'm being nene from the fact that I own the chametz and Pesach. I would not be able to convert into food now unless I own the chametz and Pesach. So by having the food right now, perhaps Rashi would say that still is, and since I'm not allowed to convert this into food, I can't, that's the Isur Anah, that's the basic Isur Anah. So that's the Torah saying this item has no value. And therefore, a person who's mazik it cannot be sued. Because the Iker way of monetizing, the Iker and does monetizing. Torah says also to monetize, also to benefit in this way. So the Mela, if the Iker HaNoah is vacated, that's the Iker Tachlis of being able to monetize it. So I'm wondering, that's the Hezbollah and Rashi. And that's why Rashi is not impressed with the arguments of Ramban and Tosfos, because Ramban and Tosfos see that HaNoah is any HaNoah will go for Dov, as Ramban explains. And Rashi says HaNoah is always going to be modeled after the ability to monetize. If therefore something is Osman HaNoah, then it cannot be monetized. Otherwise, b'shas that I benefit from, and whether it's through monetizing it or whether it's through achila, I'm really being over in the Isra Navi form. Could be. That's what the Chassam Sofer refers to. And that's what the Chassam says. That's why Rashi can hold that it can be an Isra to the person himself and not to anybody else. All right, that's being the Yash of one difficult Rashi with another difficult Rashi. But it seems to be very... I think it seems to be compelling when you see the Lashon of Rashi and that's the Chassam, that's what the Chassam Sefer refers to. Okay, mitzvah tomorrow we'll go on to Gomer La'Reilas.